reach the blank canvas. With ECST.
They know black people are sleeping beasts and they gotta keep us in check, because if we understand the power that we had, we wouldn't be in a situation where we're in, we'll be on top.
You know what we said in earlier episodes about, if you're a woman who is with a man that has power, aka money, if you have enough self-respect, you're not going to put up with that.
Man, it's getting to the point where motherfuckers, you need to go to Vegas, if you have a little hankering for some white meat, and go to the Buddy Ranch. You know, yeah, and just like be anonymous. Pay enough money to, extra to be anonymous, but it won't out your ass.
Because they don't want you to stir the pot. They don't want you to rock the boat. They don't want you to figure out what's wrong. They want to keep the narrative going. As long as we keep, you know, toeing the line and believing that what everything they say is right, we'll never be who we really are. If it weren't for Friday, I don't really know if many people would even pay attention to Faison Love.
Case in point, ST, man. It's a case in point, dude.
And now, ECST.
Oh boy, I came to party.
Hey!
Your girl was looking at me.
Oh!
She's a hacker, nah, I'm not tagging her, but you don't want the boys to come over and start asking you what you want to do, nigga.
Not that.
What you trying to do, nigga.
Not that.
What you want to do, nigga.
Not that.
What you trying to do?
Pussy! What up, ST? How y'all living?
Man, I'm living good, man. You know, another day, another week. Weekly Wisdom, how you feeling, EC?
Man, dog, I'm on an all-time high, man, right now, dude. Just, you know, watching the NFL draft, you know, this weekend. And you know what I'm saying? I saw Infinity War, man. That shit was insane, dude. You didn't chance to see that?
I did not get a chance to see it.
Holy
but,
shit, ST.
Yeah, I'm. Believe me, I'm on my way.
Dude, I'm on my way. All I gotta say, with no spoilers, is I'm talking about, like, if you have, like, a weak bladder, like, try to force, like, your piss out before the movie. Don't miss anything.
Yeah,
because you don't want to miss anything. It's a 2 hour and like 40 minute movie.
Dang.
And just don't drink nothing, man. Fuck it. Like, do not drink anything, because you want to miss some hilarious one liners and a very, very shocking ending. Like, man, dude, somebody in Houston fainted at the end of the movie. They had to bring an ambulance for him because he fainted. Like, dude, I put it in our chat.
Wow.
And I was like, wow, it makes sense. Because especially if you're like a diehard comic book fan.
Yeah,
dude. I'm leaving it at that. Because if I say any more, I'll spoil it. But if y'all haven't gone to see it, go see it. Also, ST and I have a new announcement. We are no longer on Wednesdays.
Nope.
We're on Fridays now, so we can go ahead and help you start your weekend. And you know what I'm saying? We can be there when, you know, we catch a check for your little weed run. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? So we'll pretty much be there for you for that, man. But what's been going on with you, ST?
Man, busy, dude. Just working on some different things.
Okay.
Yeah, just trying to keep my head above water, man. Just
shit, nigga. That's everybody, man.
Yeah.
And, you know, dude, like, at least you ain't, you know what I'm saying, like, ranting about, I'm a free thinker, and, you know, don't try to block my free thinking bullshit like Kanye. Man, what's the up with this nigga, man?
I don't know. To be honest, I'm gonna be real with you.
Be 100.
I think, to him, it's no longer about color and all that. That nigga trying to get money.
Pretty much.
He's trying to be a billionaire.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that was evident from, you know, when he was, you know, spazzing out about losing, you know, 13 mil when he was doing his clothing line.
I
don't think he realizes that his campaign is, you know, like, all the people that believed in him before.
Uh-huh.
Like, he's losing all those people. And I guess, I don't know, maybe he thinks that this route you know, even if he has to sacrifice, you know,
the black community.
Yeah, the few million that love him already, for, you know, what he thinks is inevitable at the end, you know, I guess that's the route he gonna take, man.
It was
funny, man. I was looking at this video, this girl on Twitter. I was on the Blank Canvas ECST Twitter, and I was watching this video of this girl. She videoed Kanye's followers, and they went from like 27.8 million down to like 18.6.
Yep, right when he started talking about that.
In less than an hour.
When he started talking about that that hat, that Make America Great Again hat, it was autographed by Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, we got topics, but
and of course all the stuff he was saying about Twitter and
I'm about to get in there in a second actually.
But
here's some of the tweets. If y'all haven't heard some of these tweets, listen to some of this shit this nigga was saying. He said, "The thought police want to suppress freedom of thought." Like, all right, nigga. Like, man, you just try too much. Also, another thing he said is, "You don't have to agree with Trump, but the mob can't make me not love him. We are both dragon energy. He is my brother. I love everyone. I don't agree with everything anyone does. That's what makes us individual, and we have the right to independent thought." It's just like, man, it all goes back. I'm gonna get to this point, but it all goes back to marketing 101.
Yeah.
And of course, but pretty much what I was saying is, of course, everyone knows any kind of attention is good attention when you're trying to push products to the masses.
Yeah.
Kanye's pretty much using this distraction as a chance to get people to people talking about him, and he's gaining headspace again. Because you got real rappers out here, like you got J. Cole out here right now, and she's talking about some good shit, which we're gonna get into in a second. And you got like Post Malone out, and you have YG, you have all these other rappers out right now, like taking up his space, like Kendrick Lamar. He has to do something to separate himself. And he has a new album coming up, and it's pretty much causing buzz for his album. This number marketing 101, and a lot of people don't see this.
The thing about Kanye's music though is it's kind of been on a downward spiral ever since My Dark Twisted Fantasy.
Yeah, that was his last like complete album to me. Cause, the one after that, what was it?
Yeezus.
Yeah, dude, I really won't fuck with that shit, dude.
Like he still had some joints on it.
He did,
but he did. New Slaves was tight. I don't care what nobody say.
I like Blood on the Leaves.
Blood on the Leaves was tight.
Hanging on a poplar tree. That shit bump hard, nigga.
Yeah, I just wish that nigga was saying something on it.
Yeah, I know. He wasted a track.
Yeah, he did.
Dude, talk about Amber Rose being high off of ecstasy, running in the hallway. I wish I would have found that bitch and like been like, whoops. Like, trip her ass, like grab her ass or something. I'm like,
slip your dick in her.
Yeah. Strange dick hanging in the pussy leaves. Come on the trees. Shit. Hell yeah, nigga. Like, she was high, man. What you talking about? Alright, let's not joke about that.
You can't believe her. She high.
Yeah, she high right now. Me too movement. You know what I mean? Like alright, let's stop, man. But cause you're right, cause Dark Twisted Fantasy was his last good album. And after that, cause it's Pablo. I ain't gonna lie, love a Pablo. That's what tracks off of it, but
yeah, he had some on it, but it was a disappointment.
Yeah.
I felt like 30 Hours could have been retarded.
30 Hours is still good, though.
It was still good, but it wasn't what it could have been.
Yeah, that beat was ridiculous.
Like, you can't tell me that 30 Hours is complete. Well, you know, of course, being an artist, no song is really ever complete.
Yeah.
Because you always, you know, go back and, you know, find ideas that you could put in stuff later, but
he did like waste like a whole minute.
Yeah, he did
talking. He really did,
like freestyling or whatever. I was like, nigga, you could have been saying this.
He's like, 30 Hours. Yeah, yeah. I was like, huh? Like, to be hard, I guess. You know.
You put B-roll footage on the actual track, nigga?
Yeah. How about, yeah, this is the part, you know, the part where they, you know. Yeah, he really did run out of material because he wanted to. You're making a good point. Yeah, he really did, that motherfucker. Oh, shit, I just thought about that. That piece of shit. Wow. Yeah, yeah. Talking on the track, dude. Yeah, motherfucker falling for it.
Yeah, man. Like, it's just his. It probably would be a whole lot different if Kanye was actually putting out, like, you know, quality music.
Yeah.
It's just his music hasn't been of great quality. So I guess, and maybe he knows this. Maybe he knows that he has to do other things to keep himself, you know, in the public eye.
Yeah.
You know, because I guess, I don't know, I guess being married to the, you know, to a girl who got smashed on camera isn't enough.
Yeah, no. I know. Yeah, that's not enough, man. It's just his whole thing. I think his whole life he was just trying to just chase Jay. He kind of remind me of LeBron. He's trying to just chase greatness, and he'll do anything
to get
there. And it's kind of like taint his own legacy doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah, to a certain degree, man. But
all I know is that it's gonna take a it might not ever happen, but Kanye can't come back. And, you know, talk about black stuff.
Too late. Oh, no. Too late. I don't know. Too late. Way too late for that shit.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, man. He's fucking done with that. But, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. Welcome
to another great episode of the Blank Canvas Podcast. Well, a weekly podcast show that comes on every Friday at 6 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on your favorite podcasting services. That would be Audio Mac, iTunes, YouTube, Stitcher. And CastBox, well, you know, the Android users, people that broke free, you know what I'm saying? They're the runaway slaves, I like to call them. You know what I'm saying? You can also follow us on your favorite social media sites, which are at Blank Canvas, ECST, on Twitter. And the same thing for Instagram and Facebook. And without further ado, let's get to the news.
Let's get it.
Y'all, don't be ST over the head, man, for not, you know, listening to J. Cole, the new J. Cole album, so. But I'm gonna go ahead and give y'all my favorite tracks off the album and discuss it a little bit. Some of my favorite tracks are ATM, Windowpane, The Cutoff, Brackets, Friends, and Kevin's Heart. So... And my favorite track out of all of them, like I was saying on Twitter, man, on Blake Kemp's ECST, you know J. Cole album, you know this J. Cole song gonna be tight when he has a comedian do like a one-liner before his song start. And Richard Pryor was doing the joke talking to his dad about, pretty much, you heard the song, Richard Pryor talking to his dad about how much money he makes. And his daddy telling him, like, nigga, go on somewhere, you making a bunch of money, Joe Louis. Like, get your ass out of here. But yeah, put him on Brackets, man. Brackets is so fucking hard, man. It has a nice mellow beat to it. You know, he's pretty much just talking about kind of shit, just about his struggles with life. Just like he's doing on, like, Kevin's Heart, talking about just infidelity that he has to deal with. And it was big ups. If you haven't seen the even the preview of ST, but he has a video of the Kevin Hart song that has Kevin Hart in it.
Yeah, infidelity on his part?
His part and Kevin Hart's part.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so throughout the whole song, just him saying, like, man, like, this monkey's on my back. I have so much temptation every single day. I'm fighting it off, but sometimes it's hard, and I'm human. And the whole video was like Kevin Hart just being, like, just doing a regular day. He going grocery shopping. And every time somebody see him, they stand up down, looking like, man, you a fucking dog. And then, like, when he's about to check out, they're staring at him. And then he's at a stoplight, and it's one lady next to him, another lady next to him, like a young girl, like flips her hair and, like, winks at him and waves. And then, like, an old lady's right next to him to the left, and she looks, and then she, like, mouths to him, like, you're a dog. And then, like, Kevin Hart's like, no, you know what I'm saying? I'm just, you know, you don't know what's going on. And then, like, he's going out to eat, and a girl was trying to get him to go to the bar, that he goes to the bathroom, and this guy goes in there with him, and it's kind of like a joke. Like, it was like six stalls that Kevin Hart goes all the way down to the end to take a piss, and the guy ends up pissing right next to him. And then Kevin Hart goes to wash his hands, and then the guy's like, "Hey, Kevin." And Kevin just like, "What?" Because, you know, he's like going throughout the stress of the day, everything's yeah. going. He's like, and then the big guy says, "Man, Kevin, we're all human. We're not perfect, man. You know, don't internalize it, man. You're better than this."
Yeah.
And then he passed him on the shoulder. And then, he was like, "Man, you know what? Thank you." Like, in his mind, he's like, "Man, yeah, thank you for that." You know, he probably had that look like, "Thank you."
Yeah, but he didn't wash his hands or something.
Yeah, and then he's like, "That dude didn't wash my hands." He washed his hands. He's like, "I got dick hands on my jacket now." And then, the song comes back on and it goes off. So, that song's really, really good. It has a really good tone mellow beat, but...
Yeah.
His two singles right now are Kevin Hart, the ATM.
ATM, yeah.
And ATM is pretty much about, like, just chasing money. And it's just being a detriment to your health. That's all it's about.
But it is.
Yeah,
it can be.
It can be, you know what I'm saying? But just like the hook says, man, it's like, count it up. Talking about, can't take it with you when you die, but you can't live without it. And then he talking about how he owes... taxes on shit, and it's just grow, like somewhat grown man shit. You just transitioning, yeah. And it's good beats. And he's trying to do like a chop and screw version where he's singing and he calling that dude Kill Edwards, and he's like he wants to give that persona of his own album. And I'm like, man, nah, you good on that?
He made another. No, don't be like Tyrese and do all of that, man. That's not necessary.
He ain't gotta do all that, man. But people keep asking him about his collaboration album with Kendrick. He been dodging it. That shit coming, man.
Probably because Kendrick too busy to do a collabo album with that nigga. He's like, man.
They really don't need each other, man.
No, they don't. Over here making billions, nigga. I ain't got time for you, nigga.
Yeah, both of them niggas making good money, so.
Yeah.
And both of them are straight, man. But if you haven't listened to the album, I would say this is better than his first album. It's better than...
So far, it sounds like it's better than the last one.
For Your Eyes Only?
Yeah.
It's a tie to me. I like For Your Eyes Only. I don't know why a lot of people didn't like For Your Eyes Only, but whatever. Y'all did Kid Rocks.
It just wasn't that good, man. Like, it was all right. I guess the thing is, when you, like, you know, you speak about a J. Cole album, especially, like, you know, there's very little promotion. Like, you know, you don't even hear from that nigga until, like, you know, I guess maybe a week before it's about to come out.
Yep.
And so I guess the anticipation is just so high. And then when you get it and it just sounds like, all right. You know, I think that's what it is. I think it's just we expect it more. I think maybe if he would have gave us this album last time, it probably would have been a bigger deal. But, I'm definitely going, like, I've heard it, I just haven't listened to it, so I'm going to take some time out, probably today, and, you know, just go ahead and listen to it, and really try to digest it, so.
Yeah. But
it's looking up, though.
Oh, he about to go platinum again. He better go, like, he's on track to go platinum again, and then he asked, one verse he said, people ask him why I don't have features. He was like, man, I'm too real to have anybody else on my shit, I'm just that good. I was like, alright, nigga, like, you good, but alright, nigga. But,
yeah, I was about to say, okay, nigga.
Yeah.
I get it, but,
that's his thing, though, like, just, you know, doing shit without features on it.
Yeah, I mean, and it's a good look though, because if you think about it now,
he can carry his own without any help.
Well, not only that, it's just, you know, now albums are more like, you know, compilation albums.
They really are,
because there's so many features on it. It's like, okay, nigga, what can you do? Yeah. I get tired of, you know, 16 different artists on a album, and you know, you only got, you know, 14 tracks. Like, what kind of crap is that?
Or when you're, like, trying to, like, you know how you be, like, trying to, like, look at the track on your phone Yeah. And you can't see the whole track list because it like features on it, so you have to scroll through to see the name of the song. Like, what's the name of this song? Like, and the features are scrolling like shit. Like, come on. You gotta worry about that bullshit. But man, go out there if just download Spotify shit free, man. You know, listen to that junk. And another thing, man, while I was listening to it, I was like kinda when I first listened to it, I was like, man, is this better than Victory Lap? And I was like, man, these are two different lanes, so I really can't compare the two. But as far as a whole album, I ain't gonna lie, Victory Lap's still better than this. Mm. If I had to compare the two, I'm still bumming Victory Lap. And I'm still bumming, like, this is gonna be, these are really gonna be my three albums I bump pretty much until something else come out.
It's gonna be like this, summer or whatever.
Yeah, this, Crit, and Victory Lap. And then some of Post Malone. I ain't gonna lie, this Post Malone album is straight. I ain't gonna lie.
I mean, I tried to tell you that. I tried to tell you that he don't make trash music. It's just, you know, he makes some pretty decent music. His last project was pretty good.
Yeah.
So I think he was just hating on him because he was white. But no, I mean, which is cool. No, but you know.
don't have me being the extra stream pro black nigga. It's just I just didn't. I don't know, man. It was just something. It was just something about it when I first heard him.
Yeah.
And I was just like, man, he's just another one of those hippity rappers.
Oh no, he's not. He's not one of the. Well,
He got three songs in the new album that sound exactly the same. And yeah. I was like, I'm gonna let this slide, but I just don't like how. I'm gonna be real with y'all, man. I don't like how our rappers getting culturally appropriated, man, to a certain degree, dude. Like it's getting filtered in with just so many white and Hispanic rappers, and then they're not paying homage. They're saying like niggas in the past is just garbage, and then I was saying the music was good. It's like some of this music is like repetitive mumble music.
Yeah,
yeah. Disrespect. If you come into the game just respecting the game, then I'll fuck with you. For real, I'll bump your shit. Like it took me a while to start bumping Logic shit. Logic shit ain't bad. I'll bump Logic shit.
Logic is nice, man. It's just I'm not really messing with this. His latest joint, though, but
his albums are pretty good.
Bobby Petrino,
yeah,
that joint was nice.
I'm talking Bobby Tarantino.
There we go.
Yeah, Bobby Tarantino,
my fault.
Yeah, no, you good. Yeah, that shit's hard, man. But yeah, like, dude, I found the power of Spotify at the end of December of last year. Because I was like, man, this junk's so convoluted. Let me just try to figure it out. And it took me 2 weeks to figure out Spotify. I'm never going back, man. I got like a song list like full of like almost like 75 songs right now, man. I could just put on loop and just listen to ads and just play my shit, dude. So, yeah Spotify, nice. Spotify the way to go, man. You can do the shit for free. You ain't got to do the $10 a day, $10
a month.
Well,
you know, I think Apple's getting rid of Apple Music anyway, so. I think they announced that they're getting rid of it. So,
they need to be trying to tweak it.
Pretty much people aren't going to have too much of a choice.
Yeah, they should. They shouldn't get rid of it. If they get rid of it, they should try to tweak it. Because if you really can't just copy what they're doing, that's what they need to do. Just go ahead and just copy what they're doing. Just put your Apple logo on. And like y'all niggas ain't done this shit before. And they got sued so many times before. Just go ahead and just do that jump, man. And then make people come back because Apple just seem like it's
too big to be
more complicated. Yeah, it's more complicated than it should be.
Yeah.
Yeah, these niggas just like, Spotify got it right.
Yeah.
They just got it right, man. But, yeah, dude.
What you think Tidal gonna do?
I'm not gonna lie. What pushed me away from Tidal, for me not even giving a Tidal a chance, was that $14.99 subscription.
Yeah.
They should have put it in line with everybody else. And just because your name Jay-Z, like, nobody really gives a fuck at the end of the day that you Jay-Z and you doing our music streaming service. Be like, man.
White people do.
Yeah, I guess so. I don't hear a lot of people.
You know, white people, they live by brands.
Yeah, they do live by brands, man. But you got to think about it. You got to think of the most cost-effective, man. If Apple is copying what Spotify is doing and they're a fucking juggernaut, then you gotta copy. You gotta copy what the trends are, or it's gonna be the barrier entry is gonna be even harder. I was seeing if the title was first, then it would make more sense. But they're trying to set the market standard. But it was Pandora. Then Pandora kind of just didn't do it right, and Spotify came out and like remixed the shit and freaked it and did it the right way.
They freaked it.
But all right, man. That's enough on that shit, man. Let's get up on this this witch hunt, which I call the Cosby Trial, nigga. No, they got my boy, man. They got him.
30 strong.
Dog, they were not gonna stop.
Nope.
Until they got this nigga's money. It's just a money chase.
Yeah.
They're trying to get his estate.
Money grab.
They're trying to just get as much money out of his estate as he can. So they had the rights to his money. No, they didn't want the rights to his estate, so when he dies, they can go ahead and get all his money from residuals from Cosby Show, all that shit. That's what they want, man. Cause that shit just prints money.
More than likely, what they're gonna do once they get his estate and all of that, they're gonna take the rights to his show and put it on Ion TV.
Yep.
And just take it from there.
I don't know, man. I might sound ignorant, man, saying this, but dog, like, if technically I was a woman and I was in Hollywood trying to make it, and some dude tried to rape me, be like, either you bend over and accept this dick, or you don't have a career in Hollywood. I'd be like, all right, I would just set him up, and then try to get some kind of recording device during that time, during the 90s. You want a little recorder. I remember back in the day they had those like recording pens.
Yeah.
You remember it was big ass silver pen?
Yeah.
And like put that shit like on my lapel, and like while he's smashing me, like record that shit, just be like, got you, bitch. Like, and then make sure you have some goons with you. If you're scared, they'd be like, hey, either you break bread or this shit comes out and your career is over. Like, I don't understand why people don't act within the moment. And then when it seems like you're coming back two decades later, it kind of just seems like it's a farce, in my opinion. Yeah. Who would let that shit stew for 20 years and not come get somebody?
People that are scared.
Who would?
People that fear for their life. More than likely these women were afraid that, I don't know, because you got to think about it. Bill Cosby is a powerful man.
Yeah.
You don't know who he knows or who he can call to get your head, knocked off. You don't know that.
You get pudding pop rammed in.
Same thing for like Jay. Like, we know that nigga know niggas.
Still to this day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you don't mess with him.
I still fuck that nigga, man. Fuck that nigga. Man, shit. If I was a female and he like did something, I don't see there's never been an allegation on him.
But that's the thing though, like these, like, you don't know these people.
Yeah.
So I mean, I can understand. It's a slippery slope. I can understand why they waited so long, but then I can't understand why they waited so long.
Yeah.
Because nothing. It just seems, I don't know. It seems kind of fishy when they wait so long. Cause it's like, what is your real motive? Is it to stop this, or is it to get some money?
It's to get money, man. I don't care what anybody says.
I mean, it more than likely is, but I mean, I'm not condoning, what Cosby did, but because I don't know, I know that nigga did some strange stuff, but. At the same time, like, you gotta call somebody out on their bullshit when it happens. Like, you don't wait 50 plus years. Like, you don't live a whole life, get married and all that, have kids and grandchildren.
You have those demons in your closet that don't really have to be there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying, like, man?
And who knows what kind of, trauma these women went through.
Yeah.
Throughout all this, I guess even throughout therapy or whatever. But
some of them probably couldn't even afford therapy.
Probably couldn't.
Yeah.
And, that's probably the reason why they came after him. Because it's like, my life ain't what it's supposed to be. Cause I, you know, I didn't make it in Hollywood or whatever. So
yeah, you put me a couple times, and then that extra role didn't go too far.
I'm gonna go back to the root cause of my misery and see if I can come up real quick.
Yeah, dude. I'm cashing out. You cashing out? Round with them niggas. No, round with them niggas.
I'm getting up ready.
Hell yeah, nigga. Let's get the money. But, man, that's it for Cosby, man. They about to get broken off.
Yeah.
Man, they about to get broken off, dude.
Let me see. I'm trying to think, man. Did they announce, I guess, what the number offer is for, like, I guess.
Oh, no, that's coming later. They're just trying to scare him now with the 30 years. You know, he got three counts, 10 years each count. So he got a maximum of 30 years, which would be a life sentence for him. You know what I'm saying? This shit goes through. But he not going to jail. They just want the money. He ain't going to jail.
They might get both.
Man, they get both. We shut down the podcast. That's how confident I know it's just a money grab. Then he ain't going to jail. He going to jail, y'all. We'll stop for 6 months. Write that shit down. He ain't going to jail, dude. He not. I don't see it, man. And then,
he's got too much money.
He got too much money. And then, are they gonna go after Harvey Weinstein?
Yeah, exactly.
They're not.
But that's the thing. Like, if he does go to jail, then that's how you know having money doesn't mean anything if you black.
Oh yeah, it really should really really don't even mean you got money. Speaking of which, man, you saw that video of the former NFL player, a DB from the Texans, was arrested by the cops. They knocked the nigga out. They literally so they were they said he had a gun on him, but it was fucking cell phone.
Of course it was.
And they pinned him up against a pickup truck. Then they just lifted him up on the ground, and then it kind of had his neck bridged. On the floor, they had his body double over, and he was screaming, "I can't breathe, I can't breathe." And then he was screaming to them, "I can't breathe." And then one of the cops just like put his hand over his throat, start squeezing and pushing down to the ground.
Dang,
and the motherfucker just passed out. And then they're like, "Are you okay? Wake up. Are you okay?" And then once he was unconscious and he actually regained consciousness, they picked him up, talking about, "Oh, let him sit down." I was like, man, these motherfuckers out to kill.
Yeah, they are.
They're out to kill, man, and it's sad.
I mean,
man.
I don't know if you heard about this, but a girl. Mm-hmm. There's a girl in Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
She was in a Waffle House.
Saw that. I saw it. But go ahead. Yeah. And finish it. Yeah.
Basically, this lady was in a Waffle House. I guess the employee there was, I don't know, being disrespectful or whatever. So she asked for the corporate manager's number. Mm-hmm. And I guess while she was going to get the corporate manager's number, the employee or whatever called the police, of course. And so the police, you know, not even, according, you know, this is in Alabama, so, you know, they racist as hell.
Yeah.
But the police are not even, they're not even assessing the situation. They just, you know, they see black, so they, you know, try to eradicate black. And they're pushing this girl down on the ground, and she's being peaceful. And they're pushing her down on the ground, they're exposing her. Like, they're just roughing her up. And there didn't seem to be a premise. There didn't seem to be a reason for them to do that. But they're getting away with it. And of course, the only thing that they're going to do is spark up a internal investigation, which, you know, ain't going to go nowhere outside of, hey, what happened? Oh, okay. Well, try to ease up. Like, man, I'm sick of policemen abusing their power, man. I'm sick of it. Like, I don't know, we've said this before, but this is getting ridiculous. Like, I really don't want to promote violence at all. I really don't. But it's hard. It's hard to remain peaceful when you got people who systemically continue the same actions.
But hey, I'm gonna say this real quick, man. The world has like a yin and a yang, and there's always gonna, you know, whatever, you know, is in the dark gonna come to light, man. It's just like, man, over this weekend, man. What was it? Copping two cops, one cop of Dallas.
Oh yeah, two.
No, one was at Home Depot. And the other was at a restaurant.
I think two got shot.
Yeah, two got shot. There was three. Cause one was in a Home Depot. Cause it literally motherfuckers just went up to him and just shot him at Home Depot. And the other same thing happened into the other two officers. I forgot where it was though. But while they were eating at a restaurant, they just blasted on his ass, man. It's getting to that point. And those could have been good cops.
Yeah, they could have been. Yeah, they might have been upstanding cops.
Yep.
But the thing is, man, when you have so many making a bad name for the police force, like, who's going to take the time, especially if you're angry, who's going to take the time to actually research who these people are and, you know, give them what they feel is justice?
Yeah.
So, unfortunately.
It was in Florida. It was in Florida. They were just eating at a restaurant in Florida, and someone just shot them while they were eating.
Dang.
Yeah, man. Yeah,
unfortunately, a couple good ones got to go.
They're getting sacrificed, man, because the white supremacists that are in there abusing the power, man, just doing what they want. Yeah, man, just getting. It's all gonna come to a head. It's gonna come to a head eventually, man. It's gonna have to.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, see, that's the thing. I think they want to spark war.
They do.
I think they do.
I think
they're ready for it. I think they really want, you know, us to revolt and, you know, clap back so they can, you know, just have an excuse to just mow us all down.
Yep, they had as an excuse to go ahead and just be like, oh, you're black, you're out late, I'm going to just, go ahead and just arrest you, man, just on probable cause, you know, just because of who you are. Yeah. It's going to get to that point, man, where it's almost like martial law. It's going to get to that point eventually. They're trying to scare people. But if this shit keep going the way it does, and if people aren't getting unjustly searched or getting pinned down to the ground and done in, man, it's gonna be insane.
Yeah,
man. Repercussions to it.
Like again, man, I'm not advocating war. I'm not advocating violence against the police. I'm just saying. I understand why it's happening, because people are tired. People are tired of marching. People are tired of, you know, picketing, and, you know, that, like, that's people out here that's out, that's about that action. And, you know, it's getting to a point, man, where I don't know, people are going to start policing themselves.
Yeah, man. That's why I think we need to get back to that. We need to get back to that Black Panthers movement where we actually police our own communities.
Yeah, I was about to say, we need a Black police force for our own neighborhoods. Yeah, like, really I don't do. Understand, you know, well, I do understand why, you know, because, of course, the supremacists get in there and they control all of that stuff. So
yeah, all of it's controlled. Yeah. None of the cops that have killed the unarmed Black people, man, ever since going back to... I forgot his name. So many of us dying.
It's hard to count.
Tavon Martin. Even before the end, man. You know what, man? Someone made a good point online where they just said, man, this has always been going. This has been going on since the beginning of time. It just is in the spotlight because we have smartphones now. That's pretty much it.
So it's the internet age.
Yeah. So it's been going on, and people been complaining about this for ages.
Yeah, just think about what they have been getting away with before the internet and stuff came.
Yeah, dude, it's been pretty bad, but it's like what can you truly do without seeking out violence?
Yeah, I don't know how we got on police brutality, but
how the fuck do we get on? Just from
the blank canvas, baby.
Yeah, that's go back to the real, to the motherfucking real. But, man, we got anything to talk about? Anything else to talk about before I get on this NFL draft?
I guess to the families of those who were slain from
Waffle House.
Yeah, Waffle House.
Yeah.
Hold your head up, please. We know it's hard. Good thing about, I guess, that Waffle House is, you know, I think for the, over the next month or so, they're taking a good portion of their sales and donating them to the family. So that's kind of cool.
Yeah, that is good, man. I was really worried about my boys are still up there in Tennessee, man.
It's crazy, man. It actually happened 3 minutes from my house.
Yeah, I didn't want to mention that. Well, yeah, but yeah. But yeah, dude, it's just like it's crazy. I was worried about you, man. I was worried about you and D, dude. I was just like, man, it's pretty close.
Yeah.
And I was just like, and they still hadn't called him. And I was like, of course they're going to catch him alive. So he's going to have time to kill some more people.
I think the reward for his capture was only like $2,500.
You got to be kidding me. He done killed four people. And he could have killed more if it wasn't for, was it Shaw?
Yeah.
Yeah, if it wasn't for that hero, actually having some fucking nuts. And be like, nigga, man, not today.
Let me tell you, man. He was so real. I guess this is why he's getting even more praise, because he said exactly what I would have said.
Yeah.
He said, I wasn't trying to save nobody. I was trying to save myself. Like, I was trying, you know, like, I would have said the same thing. Like, I ain't no hero. Yeah, like, yeah. I'm trying to, I still got stuff to do. Like,
yeah, no, man.
I don't want nobody to get hurt, but you know, I ain't going out of my way to save nobody.
Yeah, me find me, nigga. You know what I'm
saying? So, I mean, from that standpoint, you know, I mean, that's just, you know, it's logical. And people are mad at him. Some people are mad at him for because he said it. So, yeah. It just says. Hey.
You gotta respect him for being real.
Yeah.
You gotta respect him for being real about that shit.
I guess it would have been better if he had died, you know, trying to save somebody else.
Yeah. Fuck all that. So, man, respect out to him for actually just keeping it 100.
Yeah.
Regardless of what was going on. Because, yeah, when you think about it, you don't really want to just be like, hey, man, I'm going to be a hero. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully one of these hoes in here suck me off if I do this. You know what I'm saying? Or, you know, I'm going to get my penis chopped and scrambled. What is that shit called? Like, if I get it squared.
Chopped and chunked.
Yeah, I'm going to get my dick chopped and crunk, you know, and chunked, you know, after this. You know what I'm saying? Deal? All right. Ah! Like, this nigga doing all this shit.
Hero.
Hey, yo, doing all this shit with some head? This nigga crazy. You shot my poor AK-47 for some fucking head? Like, you do all that, man. Because some girls are like, I did that shit without you saving somebody. Like, shit. Like, you know how I am. Yeah, speaking of which, man, you know what's crazy? I watched this video. This woman complaining about going to suck this dude dick off, and he wouldn't give her gas money. And then, like, she was like, I went all the way over there. He didn't last 5 minutes because my dick game so strong. Like, she flexed her arm. I was like, why are you doing this? And then the sad part about it was she had her child in the background and the child repeating everything she was saying. Talking about, wow. Yeah, dick, strong. Ha ha ha. And I was just like, oh man, it's like, that baby had no future.
No, no chance.
Yeah, no chance at all, man. But, man, dude, this NFL draft, my nigga, has been crazy.
Yeah.
Especially for the Ravens. Like, dude. Like, I'm gonna tell you this, man. If y'all don't know, man, my favorite team is the Baltimore Ravens. And I'll say about 2-3 days out from the draft, everybody was like, man, watch out for Lamar Jackson going to the Ravens. I was like, no, first of all, we got Flacco. We got Flacky Wacky. Captain Checkdown. You want a Super Bowl. Yep. You know what I'm saying? So we good. And then we get to the draft, and we were getting closer to the end of the draft. And I was over at my boy house, my boy Jay house. I was about to leave. He was like, yo, E, man, look at the screen. Like, y'all traded back to the first round. I was like, oh, we got him. Because, like, every first-round draft pick has an option for a fifth year that you wouldn't get unless it's a second-round pick, and you always use those on quarterbacks. And I was like, we about to bring in Lamar Jackson and start a whole new era in Baltimore, dude. If they could kind of harness that 2012 year that Kaepernick had and kind of ball that shit up his whole career, that nigga, that motherfucker would be a GOAT. I don't see it, though, man.
Yeah.
I don't see it, man. But we'll see. So other things that happened in the draft, man, Darius Geis dropped to the third round to the Redskins because he had reports saying that one report said
shouting match.
He had a shouting match with the Eagles, and another report said that he said he would kneel during the anthem, national anthem.
Yeah.
So that's another reason why they said it will fall. And pretty much the whole elephant in the room was Josh Allen's tweets.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he ended up going to the Buffalo Bills. Let me read y'all some of these. No. Go ahead.
Josh Allen went to the Cardinals. Oh, wait.
No, he went to the Bills.
Oh, my fault. My
Josh
fault.
Rosen.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking about. My fault.
Yeah, Josh Rosen. So let me go ahead and read some of these tweets this motherfucker put out. He was in high school. So this is just 6 years ago. And in my eyes, if you're a person that has certain views, your views don't change that drastically in 6 years.
No.
They might change a little bit.
Not that quick either.
Not that quick or drastically, dude. Because you already got other shit going on. You're trying to get your life together. You know what I'm saying? You're living the best years of your life. So you're not going to really, really worry about your ideologies. So
no.
This motherfucker said here, these are some of the tweets he said. He said, about to show up these niggas at Pong. Got to do this for J_Prodigy5. Then he says, I don't think y'all niggas want trouble, son. And then he had another one saying, stay scheming. Niggas trying to get at me, though. And then, you know, I was talking to my boy. He was like, I'm okay with those. And I was just like, man, I'll suck the junk out you, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, you saying, like, if you white, you don't say that shit, period. I don't care if you, like, reciting a song lyric. I don't care what you do. That's just me.
Yeah.
All right, man. I have white friends. I'm around my white friends. I don't say nigga around them. I don't. It's so easy for me not even bring that shit up. I don't even have to even check myself. Like, oh, I'm going around my white friends. Don't say nigger. It's an on and off switch that I have.
But yep.
The one thing that kind of got to me was this tweet that he said, why are you so white? And he said, if it ain't white, it ain't right.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's the one that got me. And I was like, motherfucker, I hope somebody blow your fucking knees out, nigga. like preseason game one, I hope somebody get your knees and fuck you up.
Yeah.
You can't have that, man.
Yeah. And here's the thing, man. As long as we got kids like that, you know, that will actively go on Twitter and show us who they are.
Mm-hmm.
As long as we have that, the NFL might as well, they might as well get ready for it.
Yeah.
We gonna continue to have players that come in the league and kneel. I'm just waiting for that superstar. I'm waiting for that superstar who balls out every game but still takes a knee and looks at everybody in the camera and say, what you gonna do about it? That's what I'm waiting on.
It ain't gonna happen.
I'm waiting on that nigga.
That nigga ain't gonna happen. Because the prime dude that could have done it was Cam Newton, but he ain't that strong.
Well, we all know Cam is
cool.
Well, I was about to say he ain't got no backbone. but no, I still think that nigga's coming. I think he's coming. I don't know when, but I think he's coming. I'm waiting for that nigga to be like, what you gonna do about it? And what? Touchdown.
Hell yeah, dude. And then like Neil. Like, when he scored a touchdown, just kneel, like, stare at the camera.
Right there in place, yeah. Right there in place.
Yeah, that was Kaepernick, man, but they ain't let that nigga back in the league.
Oh, no, it's a wrap. I'm sick of hearing Seahawks coach.
Talking about we got a spot for him, lying like a motherfucker. Pete Carroll.
Yeah, Pete Carroll. I'm sick of... Like, stop playing with people. Just be real. Like, we don't have a spot for him.
You know what? I think Roger Goodell picks a couple of teams to be like, just benching him, but you never have to bring him in.
So that, you know, this case of collusion won't go any farther than it has to.
Exactly. That's why, yeah, because at first it was us, and then that picture of the slave master holding Leonardo DiCaprio holding Samuel Jackson from Django popped up, and they were like, man, fuck them niggas, man. Like, somebody else do this shit.
Yeah.
So it's going to Pete Carroll, because he's like kind of out of the box thinker when it comes to coaching, and it does kind of make sense that they used him because of the starting quarterback has those same attributes as Kaepernick.
Yeah, I think also is the fact that the team owner, he is, you know, he's very lax on players having a voice. Like, he doesn't mind his players being, you know, I guess pro-political. But the thing
not
is,
not anymore.
They don't want you to be a distraction, and that's what Michael Bennett was. Michael was a distraction. So
he's gone. Sherman gone. They're trying to trade Earl Thomas now. Like, dude, they get rid of the Legion of Boom. Gone, man.
Yeah, it's a wrap.
It's a wrap, dude.
But I mean, I don't know, man. I mean, we're gonna see. Russell ain't got no more excuses.
They're getting a line for him. So. Like,
it's all on him now.
Yep.
So, but if we get that nigga though, if we get that nigga that will kneel in people face like it ain't nothing and still perform like a premier top athlete, man, I'm buying tickets to see that nigga.
Hell yeah, dude. Like, it ain't gonna be Saquon Barkley.
No.
Nah. Just Google Saquon Barkley, y'all see what I'm saying.
I know what you're saying.
Yeah, dog. Got no chance.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's it. And then people not really happy about Baker Mayfield
going number one overall.
Yeah, like, dude, it was kind of funny. They showed the reaction of the Browns fans. They were like, no! Cause
they do that every year, though.
No, they wanted Sam Darnold. And I'm like, who wants a USC quarterback? I'm telling you.
I know, but, well, I mean, I think now more than ever, he has the chance to prove people wrong because – I mean, what worse a franchise can you go to and, you know, prove the opposite is correct? I mean, but, you know, Sanchez did it before. He went to the Jets, too. So, I don't know. Like, he provided, you know, a small little, you know, a small piece of promise. He got them to two AFC championship games.
It was before... The NFL defense has figured them out. Once they figured them out, that shows a true testament to a great quarterback.
Yeah, that's true.
That's why I think Dak is not going to be good.
Well, I think if you aren't very talented, like if you don't have the physics, if you don't have the physicals to be great, you got to be great pre-snap.
Yeah.
If you like Peyton Manning, he's the prime example. He was the epitome.
Let's do it again.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
He was the epitome of a great pre-snap quarterback.
Yep.
Because he definitely wasn't going to outrun nobody.
Hell no, man. But I would like to get – I would like – that's a couple quarterbacks I would like to get into their mind before the snap of the ball just to see what they see. But,
yeah,
like, a vintage, like, 10 years in, Peyton Manning probably walks the line like, you think you're fooling me with this shit? I know where you're blitzing from. It was like, Omaha! Like, I run this shit. Because, like, all he does is just study tape.
Yeah.
So he just literally, like, just be laughing, like, I know you coming, nigga. Let me go over here. That's how real Peyton Manning was. And Peyton Manning would have been known as just generation's greatest quarterback if it just went for Tom Brady.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah. If he just won it. I would just love. You know what I would like to do? I would like if the NFL would do it, have a TV show where they actually, like, get the current quarterbacks of this generation and get them in a room and just run tape and just be like, what do y'all see? And then everybody gives their opinion, or like everybody watch the same film and they're not in the same room, so they can't kind of like, you know,
they won't piggyback off each other.
Exactly. It did just be like, but that'll expose motherfuckers, so they won't do it. That'd be exposing them.
It might not. No, like you said, it would be, well, no, I guess you don't have to discriminate, but just, you know, just get everybody in there. Like, they don't, you know, like, you don't even have to tell them that I guess that they filming or whatever.
Until that shit out, and they'd be like, I'm gonna sue. This motherfucker can't read defenses. It'd be, it'd be like,
film, nigga, you can't sue us.
Yeah, yeah, this would be, they'd get somebody in there like, Mitchell Trubisky, and be like, y'all motherfuckers expose me. Y'all know, yeah. That motherfucker can't read defenses.
I think they're going to do all they can to help out Mitchell.
Yes, they got to, dude.
Because
they trade too much for him.
Yeah. Man, you know how much pressure is on him, though?
Dude.
Because they traded up. They traded up in the draft to get him.
Is it RG3 pressure, really?
Yeah. So, I don't know what he's doing right now, but I'm hoping he's being smart and he's, you know, he's studying because he's under a tremendous amount of pressure.
Yeah, dude. That motherfucker is a nigga nuts, a nigga butthole is tight every time he go up in the building. All right, man. You got anything else before we get to the topic?
Let's see. What else about the draft didn't we talk about? So what do you think? What do you think the Ravens are going to do with Lamar?
Oh. They're going to sit. He's going to sit.
Of course.
He's going to pretty much sit at least 1 year. Because I didn't know this. Joe is owed $25 million after this year. He's getting 10. Mm-hmm. He getting 10 this year. He's owed 25 after that. So,
do you think they might cut him during the offseason?
No, not this season, but next season he's gone. But what they're gonna do is they're gonna pretty much like give Flacco all the tools he needs to try to impress his new team, and Flacco will be picked up because there's a lot of garbage ass quarterbacks out here. So he will sign somewhere else. But yeah. I swore we wouldn't draft a quarterback this soon, but he just hasn't since that Super Bowl. He has not delivered, man. And
he hasn't panned out.
He ain't panned out, man. I've been such a Flacco apologist, man. I've been lying through my teeth for that nigga. Like, no, that nigga good. But knowing deep down, he's like a little slightly above, below average.
He's mediocre, yeah.
Yeah, he's a mediocre quarterback, man. It's time. I just got to see what, because we have the coordinators that Coach Kaepernick, when he balled out, we had Greg Roman and Marty Mortenwig, and they know how to develop dual threat quarterbacks. It's all on Lamar. If Lamar would just sit down, which I think he won't do, man, which is kind of sad. I don't really have faith in him, but if he would just sit down and just learn how to read defenses and not rely on his talents, because he's going to rely on his talents, because that's what got him here. But I just wish I could just get to him and be like, man, look at Michael Vick. Look where he failed. I ain't talking about the dog shit, the dog, all that fighting. I'm talking about him just not watching film when he gets home, had all that talent, and he hit his own ceiling. He, like, Vic created his own ceiling for himself.
He did.
He built his own roof over his head, and because he wouldn't go past it because he was fucking lazy. I'm like, Lamar.
By the time he actually did start reading defense, it was almost too late.
It's too late, man.
He was at the tail end of his career.
Exactly, man. Don't wait till it's too late, man, because I'm going to tell you like this. If you can read defenses like Drew Brees can read defenses, or even Russell Wilson can read defenses, Lamar Jackson will be the NFL MVP after his second year playing, point blank, period. That's how hard that motherfucker be to stop. Dude, I would literally be at games talking about y'all fucked up, y'all can't do shit. I'll be on, like, I would try to jump on the sideline and be on the other defensive coordinator and be like, man, just go and put the playbook down and have no chance open up the butt cheeks because Lamar coming. And that's how good that motherfucker that's how good he can be, dude. And then the whole time screaming, no KY, every time every time he's going to touchdown, I'm like, no KY. He could be the greatest, but I don't see it, man. He just watching him on, like, social media.
Yeah.
And watching him throughout the years playing in Louisville. And then watching that interview at College Game Day had when David Paul was asking him, like, man, like, how are you on reading, like, playbooks? When he first reading the playbook, he's like, man, that jump was, it was like hieroglyphics to me. And I was like, oh, no. I was like, don't say that. Like, for real. So, they're going to dump down the offense, man. We'll see. I'll say he'll have, once he starts, he'll have, his first season, he's going to ball the fuck out. His second season, the defense is going to figure him out. And then the third season, he's pretty much going to just fall off. And just hopefully within that time, he doesn't get injured. And it's not because he's a black quarterback. It's just because I don't think Louisville prepared him to read defenses.
But that's strange, though, for him having a former NFL head coach, though, as a college kid.
In college, man, the coaches, what some of the coaches are saying, like, it's not my, a lot of college coaches come on and say, it's not my job to train these kids up to play, to prepare for the NFL. It's my job to win now. And it's their job. And then it comes to the point where it's like one read and run. The motherfucker going to teach them to one read it and run.
Well, yeah, and that's the thing, man. I think some of these teams, when they were doing interviews with Lamar, was like, you know, I think they were trying to ask him what else he saw.
Yeah.
Like, you know, hey, it's not going to be no, you know, one read and run. And like, what else do you see?
Yeah, man. But we wouldn't have drafted him if we didn't have a plan for him. So we got a plan for him.
And that's, I think, you know, a lot of teams try to make being an NFL project a bad thing.
Yeah.
You know, instead of taking that as an opportunity to mold a piece of coal into a diamond.
Cause he could be, man. He could be one of the greatest.
As long as they're patient. And, you know, they actually...
he got 1 year, that's it. Because we get rid of Flacco. And then another thing is, in my opinion, if he don't beat out RG3 in training camp, something wrong with Lamar. He should at least be out RG3 and be backup. He should at least be the backup coming into this season.
Yeah, I think so.
If not, man, something up with him. Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. But we'll see.
Yeah, real quick, last one. Mm-hmm. They were talking to homeboy from UCLA, Josh Rosen.
Oh, yeah. I was about to bring that up. I had that written down. Go ahead.
Yeah. And it's just funny how...
If y'all don't know, he was drafted 10th to the... 10. Yeah, number 10. And his quote for ST Stars was, he said, there were 9 mistakes in front of me.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, you need to shut the fuck up. But go ahead. See you later, ST.
Well, they were talking to him. Mm-hmm. I was listening to his interview, and the whole time, I mean, he was pissed. Like, you can hear it. There was no, you know, there was no silver lining. There was none of that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't think he could have had, you know, a bigger attitude unless he just held up, you know, his middle finger to everybody. but it's just funny to hear, like, you know, some of the analysts, how they pretty much just, they call that, I guess, passion or whatever.
What's his name? Lewis Riddick said, talk is cheap. And he said, a lot of people are going to be gunning for you now since you put a target on your back.
Yeah.
Talking about, I'm 9 or 6 were ahead of me. Like, dude, you're not better than Saquon Barkley. You're not better than Chubb, respectively, at their position. You're just not.
Well, I think, honestly, some of those teams passed on him just because they just didn't like him.
Yeah.
They didn't like who he was as a person.
They say he talks back to his coaches. He questions. Somebody else, when I was on ESPN Radio, somebody else made a very valid point. He was like, man, coaches are robots. Coaches work 12-hour days. Like, right after the game, like, from Sunday to Tuesday, when the players come back in, they're creating the game plan. And you spend all that time creating the game plan, and you don't want some snot-nosed rookie questioning the game plan that you drew up that you think will help you win. Yeah. Like, that shit's kind of insulting. When you sacrifice your family time and you're pretty much your life, this is your life, and he coming in questioning that shit, and you ain't even taking a snap yet. Yeah. He's like, man, he needs to calm down, man. He's like, it's not just about you and about you being super smart. And a lot of people are kind of just don't really like him because, number one, he's rich, so he's already adding to his wealth.
Yeah.
And he has other interests. He actually could be a pro tennis player if you wanted to. And if he was smart, he would have done tennis because his body would have been intact.
And he probably could have got more money.
More money. And he could have played longer. You could play until your late 30s 40. Or 40s and then still have your body intact. Don't have to worry about a bad back or a bad knee playing tennis compared to playing football. And then the concussions, too. And he's concussion prone.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. So he's taking a huge chance when he could have just critiqued his skills in tennis and just been a tennis player. I would have went to tennis, being honest. Especially after he's so concussion prone.
Dang.
Yeah, he's already had two last year. And he had to sit out some games because of it. So he's gonna be gunning for his head already.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. So it's gonna be crazy. Also, one of the other like good feel good stories of the draft is Saquon Griffin is going to play with his brother in Seattle. And if y'all know who he is, please Google his story. He was born with a birth defect where he lost his left hand.
Yep.
So his left hand is nothing but a nub, and he let that shit stop him to reach his dream. And that shit don't fucking motivate you. I don't know what the fuck will. Because I ain't gonna lie, dog. That junk had me looking in the mirror like, man, I ain't doing enough. And this motherfucker don't even have both hands, and he out here grinding.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Make you kind of feel worthless, man, to a certain degree. Especially people that that have everything. You know, going for themselves. You know,
seemingly have
everything going for themselves as far as you know, having, you know, good health.
Yeah,
yeah, a brain that you can use and develop if you haven't, you know, snorted it or smoked it to death. You know, you know, shit like that. But, man, you know, whatever. But all right, man, let's go ahead and you know get to this topic.
Let's get it.
All right, man, ST held a topic for us, man. We got this week. It's called, man, staying loyal to the people that are loyal to you.
Yeah. I think that's self-explanatory.
Yeah.
A lot of times.
Small folks don't do it, though.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of times, we go through our daily lives and we don't appreciate the people who are good to us. Like we're not loyal to the people who, you know, that are loyal to us. And I think, you know, a lot of people sometimes like they take those people for granted. I know I've done it in the past. I'm sure we all have at one point or another. It's just like sometimes people don't realize how good they have it. You know, of course, that old saying, you know, you don't know what you got till it's gone. You know, a lot of that is very true. And, you know, sometimes people, you know, they take advantage of, you know, the people that are loyal to them. And, you know, so, you know, a lot of times, you know, again and again, we say it's all right to help people. You know, don't ever feel bad about helping people, but know your limitations. You know, don't get out here and break your neck for people who don't, you know, in turn do the same thing for you. You know, be loyal to those who are loyal to you. Like, always take care of those people because, you know, when you need them the most, if you've taken care of them, they will be there. And if you haven't, then more than likely, you'll be trying to count on somebody who, you know, doesn't honestly have your best interest in mind. You know, a lot of times it happens that way because we've lost track of who's been loyal to us, who's been good to us in the past. But I guess we're so focused on what we can get next, we don't really take the time to think about and appreciate those who have maybe even gotten us where we are today, or you know, at least had a tremendous helping hand in that, in whether it be, you know, your success at work or, you know, your success at home or, you know, so whatever. But the point is, take care of the people who take care of you. Like, it's that simple. Like, I don't even think I have bullet points for that.
Nah, man. It's just, the thing is, man, we hurt the people that's closest to us because deep down we know we can get away with it. We know their insecurities as well. And we don't take care of home like we should. Mm. It's like, usually, man, when people lash out at other individual, it's always somebody at home. It's never somebody out in the streets because you don't know what that person's going to do. You know how crazy they're going to be. Mm-hmm. And you don't know how they're going to react. But you know how, let's say, your mom or your sister or a cousin or a close friend is going to react. And you know they'll, you know, 9 out of 10, at the end of the day, they'll still be there.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just insane how people we use our own, just pretty much our safe haven as a place of destruction to a certain degree. Where we can just be like, man, I'm pissed off. You're around me. Let me fuck with you to make myself feel better. And those kind of people that, if they're really down for you, you should do everything in your power to never treat them bad. And I know we're human, and we have to find our ways to release our, you know, release our energy and release our pain. But it's just insane that, you know, for some people, I call that just taking the coward's way out by just using people that are close to you, the people that you love.
Mm. Yeah. It could be a situation in which, like you said before, that, like, we know that these people, more often than not, won't go anywhere. So, you know, I guess we find an excuse. We find an excuse, or we, you know, justify those actions. Whether it be, you know, good or bad, for mistreating those who are loyal to us. But, that's the key as well. Knowing who is loyal to you, and, you know, being loyal to those people.
I have a question for you. Would you rather? I know these kind of go hand in hand, but, you know, feel me on this. Would you rather have somebody that loves you or somebody that's loyal to you? Because you can always love somebody and not be loyal to them.
That's true.
So would you rather have somebody that have just the ultimate loyalty to you but don't love you as unconditionally? Or you want somebody that has unconditional love for you but is not loyal to you to a certain degree?
As you said, they do go hand in hand, because if you love somebody, you'll be loyal to them. But that's not always the case.
I know it's not, man. It's kind of fucked up.
But yeah, I take the loyalty over love any day.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, I would too. I'll take loyalty any day.
Cause honestly, you can love me from afar.
Yep.
But that doesn't necessarily mean, you know, that you got my back when I need you. So, like, there's people I love in my family. Mm-hmm. But I won't waste 2 cents on them.
Classic ST. He ain't playing either.
I'm dead serious. I wouldn't go out of my way to help them, because 9 times out of 10, they don't want to help themselves.
Nope.
Or they, you know, done something in the past. It made me be like, all right, so I gotta put you in this category.
Yep. Yeah, dude. I would want, that's easy for me, dude. I would want somebody that love me. I mean, hold on now. I want somebody that would be unconditionally loyal to me and then love me, because you can love me and set my ass up.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? You can, you know, get all freaky, you know what I'm saying, and be doing some tricks in bed and then have a nigga come in and stick me up. That's happened to people before, dude.
All the time, man.
Just like this one bitch that she got 20 years in jail, but she got more for setting this guy up on a dating app. This ain't got nothing to do with love or loyalty. We got something to do with loyalty. But she do this, she set this dude up on a dating app, got his ass robbed and killed, and that buck tooth, butterface looking ass bitch up in that crown when she got the her bird told some yeah! Right. Yeah, yeah, 20 years and the mom in the back talking about, don't take my baby! And then at first I was like, oh man, like what did she do? It couldn't have been that bad. And then like when I found out what she did, I was like, burn, bitch. Like, like yeah. for real. Like you send a nigga up to die. Yeah. And then like she didn't look all that good either. So I guess she was like saying she was gonna suck a dick from the back, and he was like, man, I can't pair this up. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
She ain't that fine, but shit.
Hell yeah, man. I better go get my dick so my tank lit. You know what I mean? I'm going to come on back home. No, you ain't, nigga. All right, man. Fuck, man. This shit, this world out here crazy, man. Like, one decision could cost you your life, dude.
Yeah. One wrong.
One wrong decision cost you your life. Man, so you definitely got to watch out, man. And I'd rather never be married. Have a whole bunch of loyal people around me, and I find me some bitches to fuck. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I'd rather have that than be married to somebody, say they love me, and then, like, get a hitman to kill me because I want to get them money. Because I read a wife, like, trying to kill her husband. I ain't gonna, no lie, dead ass, at least every 3 months I get an article on a wife trying to get a hitman to kill him or murder suicide. I read about like 3 murder suicides like in the past couple days.
Dang.
Just like the husband cheating on the wife and the wife just killing the mistress and herself.
Dang.
Yeah, man. Or this girl dating this guy found out that he was cheating and killed her and then killed the boyfriend and killed herself.
Dang.
Ain't that serious, man?
We gonna live together, man. In hell.
Ain't that serious, man. Like, God, dog. Like, you can find some, like, females. You can find some better dick if it's all like that. And dudes, you can find some better pussy. Like, then, you know, like, the shit real moisty-toisty. You can find some. You can find some. That's the old terms in the ST. That's one of the throwback terms we use. Yeah, you can find some all moisty-toisty, you know, vagina now. That moisty torch thing. But man, what's the moral, man?
Oh well, I was about to say something real quick. Yeah, I lost my train of thought after after the moisty toisty. I don't understand the logic that people think that they can't find. I guess better dick or better pussy. Like, I don't understand that logic.
I guess like, when you get it, it's just like, man, I want to just hold on to it as hard as I can because then you got to go through the crapshoot of being with somebody, you know, and you kind of like dodge the bullet of not catching the STD and then you find something that's good. I'm trying to see that, but still, though. Fuck all that.
I don't understand. I don't understand that.
Yeah.
Like, you know, as they say, there are more fish in the sea. And that's true. Like, I don't know, man. That's just weird to me. But
I never understand it, man. I remember I've been rejected a couple times by females, and I never get the first time I was rejected when I was in high school, man. Like, I could tell I was already mentally strong because I got over that shit like 2 days. And I was like 16, and you know when you're that young, like, shit kind of hits you hard. You kind of think it's the end of the world, but
yeah, you do.
Like, literally, like 2 days later, I was like, I was over it, and she was like kind of like trying to avoid me at school. I'm like, oh, I done got over you. I'm on to something else. And she like kind of looked at me like, what? I'm like, on titties, no way, bitch. I'm like, come on now. Couldn't even titty fuck you. You might as well just go and just masturbate. You know what I'm saying? And I'm over that shit. But a lot of people handle shit differently.
Yeah, they do.
And people just internalize things too much. I just pray for them, man. Gas to pray for him.
Yeah. Well, I guess, the moral is, you know, just be real to the real ones.
Exactly, man. That's a good phrase, man. Just be real to them, man. If you find somebody that's down for you, man, if you find like a female or a male and they see you at your lowest and they still want to be there for you and support you mentally, physically, spiritually, and financially, and they don't like bring that shit up or like bring it back up into your face later on, you got you one, man. Especially they look yeah. like they look like something. Like, man, try to just do better, man. Just know, man, you got a real one and build up with each other, man. That's kind of that's why I respect Kendrick Lamar.
Yeah.
And I respect his ass, man. Like, he been with his girl since, like, day one. She's held his ass, like, all right, my bad. I respect Kendrick Lamar's girl. Yeah. Ah. She held him down. A lot of females don't do that, man, nowadays.
Oh, no. No. Same chick, yeah.
Same chick held him down, man, when he had shit. Now, he got the world, and she had to reap the benefits of it because she was loyal.
Yeah.
And she was like, you ain't shit. You never going to get the rap shit off the ground. Get your regular job. You know, we ain't got time for this shit. Like, you suck. Your rap game is horrible. She stood by him. And, like, sticking by somebody is worth his weight in gold, man. You don't understand, man.
I think for lame niggas, though, like, I don't know, maybe, I guess, they feel like 6 months is long enough. So, like, next thing you know, they're giving them, you know, the world. Like, that's, you know, I don't think that's healthy. Because at that point, it could be a situation in which a woman tries to take advantage of, you know, the situation.
Yeah, that's true.
So, I mean, I guess I see why some dudes wait so long. Especially if they're in a relationship, I see why they wait so long to, you know, to pop the question, because it's like, you know, just in case, I don't know, I'm gonna just wait it out a little bit longer to see if it's worth it or not. Not saying that that's right, but, you know, I understand why dudes do that. So, but I don't know, that there are a couple dudes who, like I said before, will give, you know, give the world, and they only been with the girl for like 2 weeks. I mean, like that don't even make sense.
Yeah, you know why? Especially the dudes are inexperienced to actually get some of that twang.
Yeah.
And then like the bitch let them hit it raw too. Like that shit fucks with some dudes. Dudes can't handle it, man.
Like you really can't get to know somebody in 6 months like this.
You can't. You can lie your ass off about who you are and hold up a persona for 6 months easy.
Oh yeah,
that's like, easy though. Easy mode.
It always amazes me, like, to see, you know, white people on shows like Married and, you know, whatever 2 weeks or whatever that show is.
Yeah,
or like stuff like that. Well, like you can find like a white couple who have gotten married after, you know, only a few months of dating or whatever. As a matter of fact, no, scratch that. The minister of my church and his wife, I think they were only together for like 8 months and they got married.
Well, they just knew. How old were they though?
Yeah, this is probably back in the 70s.
Oh, okay, that's a different time.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
But yeah, white people are still doing that now.
Oh yeah, dog. Like it ain't nothing.
And then like when, you know, the husband and wife is, you know, on the news for chopping up everybody, they wanna act all surprised. He didn't seem like that kind of person.
Yeah, he seemed like the greatest guy. He was like, no, he didn't. Dude, that should have get you killed, man.
Yeah, it will.
Yeah, dude, you gotta watch it. Man, would y'all keep your heads up, man. Be safe.
Yeah.
And be loyal to the ones that are loyal to you.
Yeah, be real to the real ones.
Be real to the real ones, man. Maybe you be able to get some of that moisty toasty. send us all home, ST.
All right, y'all. Once again, we want to thank y'all for joining us for another week of Weekly Wisdom. We appreciate y'all so much for letting us into your houses, your cars, your jobs, your earbuds. Thank you for tuning in. Be sure to hit us up on all our social media. Like and subscribe. We need them subs.
Need them subs, baby. Let's get it.
Hit us up. Yeah, at the Blank Canvas ECST. Also the blank canvas ECST at gmail.com. Give us suggestions for the show. Tell us what you like about the show, what you don't like about the show. give us suggestions for new shows. Also, remember that we do have apparel. You can go and get that. Represent the Blank Canvas. Best way you know how to. Take pictures and send us pictures of you and your shirt and all that.
We'll be glad to post that. Females, yeah. You know, you and your pants with the shirt on, twerking. We'll shout you out on the show. I was fucking around. Do what you want to, though. All right. Send us a whole SD.
Remember that ignorance is not a handicap. It's a personal choice. And if there is no light, you must be the light. So be the light.
Y'all stay busy,
start
easy, man.
Yeah, man. Keep your head on the swivel. Watch out for them crooked-ass police. Stay off of Kanye's Twitter feed.
Yeah, man. Don't internalize that shit. Just stay out of that junk.
Yeah. Stay away from Fox News.
Read a book.
And don't pay attention to Trump either.
Yeah, right? No.
As long as we don't get no tweets saying we going to war, I say you don't have too much to worry about.
No.
But. But that's it for episode number 87. We're going to holler at y'all next week.
Peace.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening to Blank Canvas Podcast. We'll see you next week.
Oh, no.